Barhead. The Nerlandia Public Christian School, NPC's, girls topped off a very strong year with a gold medal at the 2J Zone Championships in White Court March 4-5, which was preceded with a championship finish at Divisionals in Westlock on February 24. The NPC's Eagles went into the Divisionals with a strong season record of 2 gold medals, 2 silver medals and 1 bronze from previous tournaments. This is in spite of the fact that this year's team is very young with only 2 grade 9 students on the roster, said Nerlandia coach Brett Cedar. At the beginning of the year, we weren't going to have any grade 7s on the team, but when we were worried about injuries and potentially some being out with illness or COVID symptoms, we decided to call up 3 of the grade 7s, Cedar said, noting they also have 7 grade 8 players. This group of girls has gotten along really well all year and there's never drama or fighting on this team. It's been a pleasure to coach them as they're so cooperative, hardworking and great teammates to one another. Due to the fact there were only 4 teams on the girls' side, Nerlandia only had to defeat Athabasca in the first round of the tournament to enter the final against BCHS. Cedar noted that they had played Barhead in 3 tournaments this year, each time competing for the gold medal, and had won 2 of those matchups. It's been a great series against them this season and I have a lot of respect for their players and their coach. They were a strong opponent every time, Cedar said. This proved to be the case again as the game started out slowly, but eventually Nerlandia gained the lead and came out with a 40-30 victory. Erickson noted this was Nerlandia's first victory at Divisionals. At the Zones, the NPC's girls started out with a 44-21 victory over Holy Redeemer Catholic High School from Edson in the semifinals. That put them into the championship final with the host team, Ecole St. Joseph School from White Court. Nerlandia had faced them twice this year in 2 other tournaments and defeated them both times, said Cedar. This time the White Court team had a vocal crowd cheering them on, and while Nerlandia managed to win the match 45-30, it didn't feel like a sure thing until the very end, said Cedar. St. Joe's kept pressing us all game long and they'd have waves of scoring that would get the game close again, and the crowd roaring, but then our girls would beat the press and get a few baskets to get a healthy lead again, Cedar said. With their year now concluded with a 17-3 record, Cedar said it was an absolute pleasure to coach these girls this year. The future is very bright for this team as our grade 8s are very talented and athletic. These girls are so fun to watch. Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.